Now, when you Google Steen Raskopoulos, one of the first things that comes up is height. Now, he may be tall, but he's also towering over the improv and comedy scene in Sydney right now. Not only is founder of Improv Theatre Sydney, half of the amazing improv duo The Bear Pack, and a solo comedian, he's appeared on Whose Line Is It Anyway and various other sketch comedies. With the Sydney Comedy Festival wrapping up this week, his show The Coolest Kid in a Competitive Chess kicks off at the Giant Dwarf tonight, and he's on the phone with you right now. G'day, Steen.
Hey, man. How you going?
So good. Thanks for joining us here at 2SER.
Thanks for having me.
First thing, I've got to ask you, are you a chess player?
Oh, I can play chess. I wouldn't call myself a player or an expert, but the reason behind the show title was that I was very late in getting my show title ready for the festival, so I just had that as a placeholder, and it was like one of my first ever theatre sports team's names at Sydney Uni. I just thought, oh, that's pretty funny back in the day. And when I finally came up with the new title that I actually wanted to use, my manager was like, oh, no, the cutoff was like 3 weeks ago. You missed it, so you have to do that as your show title. So,
I hear it's a bit tricky to come up with show names. A lot of comedians say the same thing. They just struggle to find a name for their show.
Oh, man, I think I picked really early my second show. So my second show is called I'm Wearing Two Suits Because I Mean Business. And after that, it's just been downhill from there. I've just been struggling to trying to come up with like a name as good, if not better than that.
Now, competitive chess, I love the idea. I mean, their name's cool. It's pretty funny. We've got to say that. It's fine. But as far as being competitive goes, your father captained the Socceroos. You might play a bit of sport as well. Does it run in the family being competitive?
Oh, definitely. But it's always done with love, so like, especially with my show as well. So even when I do a bit of audience participation, but even when I get up people from the audience, I'm not competitive in that sense. I'm always just trying to make them look like the star. So if you compare like in terms of my dad playing football, I think I'd be like the midfielder, just loving the assist rather than scoring the goal. There you go. There's a metaphor for you.
I love it. And I looked you up. Do you actually play basketball as well?
And I play cricket. So I used to play cricket. So I went to England and Sri Lanka, and I used to play with Davey Warner and bowled at Alistair Cook when I was over in England when I was 16. So little party story. That's my little party trick.
Claim to fame. I love it. Well, other than sport and competitiveness, what got you into comedy? Because it seems it runs in the family, of course, with your sister Jordan in Axis of Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I did drama at school. Did like a lot of plays and kind of dabbled at improv. But then, yeah, as you said, my sister Jordan kind of roped me along to going to Sydney Uni when I was like year 10, I think it was like 15 or 16. And I was poor enough at that stage to kind of know security guard would ask me for my age at the bar. And yeah, Ed Cavalier, who used to like, thank God you're here and have you been paying attention now, invited me to get up on stage and perform. And yeah, I just loved it. It was just a really cool experience. And then Jordan used to take me to various different other kind of like theatre sports, the improv kind of nights. I used to get up when I was 17, 18, and then I went to Sydney Uni myself and then haven't really looked back since.
Oh, it's amazing. And like you say, you're not looking back and you're going great guns. You were, of course, nominated for the Barry last year at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And this year you've got a new show. Now, you're saying the show relies a lot on audience participation, which I know I went to your show last year. A lot of people are scared to go stand up for that very reason, that they think they're going to get picked on. But why should people not be scared of your show?
Well, I'll flip it on you. In terms of you seeing my show, what was the experience daunting, do you think, from people getting up?
Well, I'm not scared to get up on stage, or I'm not scared to say something out loud. I'm pretty outgoing, I guess. But I think a lot of people go to a show and maybe they want to see the comedy, but they don't want to be involved. They just want to sit back in the shadows and watch. And
for sure. I think hopefully the kind of like energy and what I do within the room kind of is very encouraging. And as you said, and I said earlier, like I'm not there. I don't know what people have done in terms of during their day or the week they've kind of had. So I always want to keep it very, very entertaining and super loving and joyous. And if people get on stage, it's literally I'll do all the hard work. And I'm essentially just setting them up for the slam dunk from an alley-oop. I think the actual people that get up that the audience don't appreciate are the two keen beans. I think that's when the audience shifts against them. But, trust me, I've done this for a while. So if you do get up, you're in very, very safe hands. It's only going to be a very happy, fun, enjoyable experience. I think what separates me from other performers kind of thing, that's my shtick. That's my bread and butter. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And every show is different. So how a character goes, I endow someone in the audience on a Wednesday night might be completely different than a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And that's got to be exciting as a performer as well.
Oh, definitely. It keeps me on my toes. Yeah. No two shows are the same. And, you know, I'm always surprised every night by something that an audience member says or does. So it's good. It's actually really enjoyable for me.
Yeah, very cool. Now, as well as I mentioned ITS, Improv Theatre Sydney, it's going great guns. And every year it just seems to be growing and the number of people getting attending and you've got more and more levels. Tell us about how people can get involved, because I know people sort of look at it and go, oh, I like improv, but I don't know how to do it. But tell us how you can get involved in ITS.
Yeah, well, that's how we just got started. We just really enjoyed performing with each other, and just there wasn't really, especially like a long form, it's a longer form kind of performance. There's like Improv Australia doing like an amazing job teaching theatre sports, but we just wanted to teach more of the longer form, story form, kind of improv. So yeah, we do like free tasters once a month, every Sunday. I think it's like the first or second Sunday of every month. And then you can sign up to do, there's five levels. So you can do eight-week courses, and then obviously each level you go up and up and up and up.
Yep.
But now we've had really good responses from former students who are now, you know, performing at the Sydney Comedy Festival. And there's one group in particular, Confetti Gun, who's an all-female improv troupe, are amazing. And they're going to New York to perform the Delco's Marathon. So yeah, it's just awesome to see that these people who started, you know, with hardly limited improv experience are now performing internationally, which is awesome for our school. And we're just, yeah, so excited and so happy to see what the future holds.
It is really exciting. And of course, spawning from this, we've now got a presence on TV again, finally. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Had a bit of a run last year. You were involved with that. We had Bridie and Tom in here a couple of weeks ago as well, and now we're in there.
Oh, those right back.
Yeah. That looked like a great show, real good fun. Is it going to be another series?
We're hoping. We're just still waiting, obviously, with Channel 10 and the Comedy Channel still talking at the moment. We all want to go again, I think. We learned so much from the first one. I think if we were able to do another 200-400 series, I know that it will be so much better than already the great product that we put out already.
And I want to see more of your Fresh Blood series. Now, you did a thing with Veronica Milsom called The Record a couple of years ago, I think it was. It was bloody great.
Oh, thanks, man.
And I love going back and watching them. Have you ever sort of, I'm sure you have, but you pitched some sort of show ideas to like ABC or the other stations?
Off the record, there are some things in the loop at the moment, both here and in the UK, so, which is pretty exciting.
That is great.
But yeah, can't talk about them. But
fair enough.
But they're happening, which is good.
Exciting, but what's going to happen right now is for the next four nights, Steen Raskopoulos is at the Giant Dwarf doing his show, The Coolest Kid in Competitive Chess, 8:15, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, coming up. Can't wait to see it tonight. Everyone can get their tickets from the Giant Dwarf website.
Yeah.
Good luck with the shows.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Well, hopefully you don't lurk in the shadows and I might give you up.
I'm probably front and center somewhere, but we'll see how we go. Thanks a lot for joining us here at 2SER, and have a great few days.
Thank you, man. Take care.